This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Joining us in studio today are Shelley Kunishige, spokeswoman for the Department of Transportation, and University of Hawaii professor Steve Martell. He's with the Department of Geology and Geophysics, and he has an engineering geology class that happens to be studying landslides. Joining us by phone from the Valley Isle is East Maui Council member Shane Sininsi. We'll also be hearing from the bus, Ralph Faufata, Vice President for Transportation. We'll have an update on the bus schedule for its patrons later on in the hour. Welcome to you all.
Thank you. Really appreciate you
carving time out. And Shelley, thank you for graciously stepping in for your boss. We had him scheduled, but he got called away to the Ways and Means Committee because he's asking for some money to help with the poly.
Yes, we're asking for about 15 to 16 million for to address both the emergency work we're going to do on the poly as well as the Hono'opi'ilani Highway past Kapalua.
Right, and you know, your boss Ed Sniffen has been here in the studios and I think wanted to be here to talk about this whole issue, but obviously the priority is with the legislature at this time. And so can you tell us where we're at with Maui at this point?
On Maui, we're currently addressing about 10 sites in that stretch past the Kapalua Golf Course that we discovered there was loose material that needed to be taken down. So they're doing what's called rock scaling, which is basically rappelling from up above and knocking down the loose boulders and removing them.
So at this point, then, access is what limited residents?
Yes, so it's limited to residents and emergency responders. They are allowed through as we're doing the work, which is during the daylight hours. And basically, we're stopping all traffic for in like about 15-minute periods, what we call intermittent traffic control.
And so, council member, what's the situation over there? Are you affected personally by this?
Yes, I am. Aloha from Maui. Currently, I'm in Wailuku at the county building, but we're on a kind of a fireman's schedule. So I'm traveling to Maui Highway twice a week to get to work and to get home.
And I know this is going to be a long recovery phase for both Maui and Oahu. And Steve, you used to live on the windward side, so you're pretty familiar with the poly and where these rocks came down.
It's been a while since I've been over there, but yeah, I lived over in Kailua for about 8 years.
And so tell us, you actually are familiar with this landslide area.
Yeah, it's an interesting area over there. I think everybody knows who drives it. The slopes over there are very steep. It gets a lot of rain. And some of the rock types above the poly tunnels and between the tunnels and the hairpin are particularly weak rocks up there. So that's, in general, the reason. Steep slopes, weak rocks, lots of rainfall, why there are so many slides in that area.
So you had mentioned earlier that you think it's some of the most fragile or fractured rock on Oahu?
It's some of the weaker rock, and I'm referring right now to not the exact spot, as best I am aware of at the moment, where the recent slides came down, but a little bit closer towards Kailua. There's some of the more rotten rock on the island that's been mapped there.
Rotten rock, I like that.
We don't.
Well, now, Shelley, I dug out my old report from 2002 when the state actually did a survey of the most hazardous locations you know, when it comes to state highways, because we had that big problem in Waimea on the North Shore, and I think that kind of triggered some of this review. You have an updated list. So can you tell us if the area of the landslide on the poly, was that identified on, let's say, one of the top 10 hazards?
Yes. So we did update our rockfall protection plan in 2015, and at that time, Poly Highway, this particular stretch, was about number 8 on the statewide list. And for Oahu, it is number 2.
And what about the Maui highway?
So on Maui, so Hono'opi'ilani, this is actually closer towards Wailuku than the actual site that we're working on now. That was number 7. So right outside of the tunnels.
Okay, so we were kind of aware that this is kind of a sensitive area.
There is on Hono'opi'ilani Highway, there is a lot of mesh to restrain small rock falls, and we're continuing to look at the area.
And Councilmember, what are you hearing from the residents there?
From Hana, from East Maui, Catherine?
Yes.
Yes, we've definitely seen some landslides, more smaller ones in the last 2 weeks. We've been receiving some heavy rainfall in the last 2 weeks, and it's slowly subsiding now. However, there's been a lot of down trees and smaller slides. I think there has been some effect on the larger areas where there've been some meshing put up. So those areas that we had some really bad falls, landslides during the last 2 years, so those have kind of been mitigated. So lately it's just been more smaller landslides. But we get them, if we get a lot of rain, like we've received in the last 2 weeks, we'll see a couple a week.
And it is kind of scary because the road down there is pretty narrow, and you don't know, you don't have much wiggle room, and you don't know when the stuff's going to come down.
Exactly, and lately we've seen an increase in visitor traffic, so the highway is constantly busy. At times we've had almost tourist seasons where we'll have an influx of visitors. Lately, it's just been steady. So, add to that potential dangers is just the increased traffic from visitors. Another problem has just been the overgrowth. We've never seen so much growth and like this in years. And I think the last transportation director that came through, he was saying there was almost 2,000 trees that needed to be cut back. So I think when these mature trees get waterlogged and the rain starts to, and the wind starts to really whip them around, then it starts to loosen some of the soil along on the cliff side. So that the trees and the overgrowth, they contribute a lot to the landslides.
And Steve, we were talking earlier, the vegetation can help and hurt, right? It can help with the erosion, but the roots can sometimes really help fracture rocks.
Yes, they can. So the vegetation sort of has a dual role. The roots in many places, especially like on some of the trees, like the banyan trees, can grow out over the ground surface and act sort of like a biological net to help secure the soil. But when the roots get down, especially into the bedrock, they help break up the rock. So the trees in some ways act like putting the brake and the accelerator on at the same time. And one of the things that can happen is if a tree does go over because the roots are covering large masses of soil, they can bring large masses of soil down when the trees go down as well.
Right, so there's really no way of telling when something's going to come sliding down and dump on you.
As far as the timing, a lot of it is dictated by the weather.
Okay. This is The Conversation, and today we're talking about landslides. We do want to hear from you. The numbers to reach us are 808-941-3689 on Oahu or 1-877-941-3689 on the neighbor islands. In studio with us, Shelley Kunishige from the Department of Transportation and Steve Martell from the University of Hawaii Geology Department. And Steve, is there anything you can tell us just about the difference in geology with the different islands, or is it pretty much all the same?
In general, the gross geology of the islands is very similar. Most of the islands are made out of basaltic lava flow rocks with reefs, coral reefs around them. So that's similar for all the islands. The Kauai's got the oldest rocks, and the Big Island's got the youngest rocks in general. And as we found out this past year, the Big Island's still geologically active and growing. The details turn out to be very important on the landslides because even though the generalities hold for all the islands, there are different kinds of rocks of different age and different composition and different strengths in different places. So the local geology is superposed upon the general conditions, and it's important to know what the specific geology is at the different sites.
Right, and then that's how I guess the engineers can mitigate, you know, what they need to do, right, based on the specifics of that site. And so, Shelley, tell us about how we're approaching the Pulley at this point. What's the immediate thing that commuters need to know, like this afternoon and this weekend?
Right now, we're continuing the Monday through Friday, the morning contraflow and the afternoon access for the Kailua-Kaneohe bound direction. We're looking to extend those hours. However, we do have some considerations. Right now, the lights are out in the tunnel. When we dropped that old portion of Old Pali Road down, it did damage some electrical conduits. So we're working to fix that. We're estimating end of next week the lights in the tunnels will be back on. So that's a consideration. And we're also going to be opening up Pali for Saturday night when we are doing our H3 work, because we do need to pressure wash the pavement at H3.
So that's closing down Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday 7 p.m. to Sunday 7 a.m.
Okay. And then while that's in place, then the Kailua lanes are open, or
yes,
all of Pali open?
The Kailua lanes are open.
Kailua bound?
Yes.
And what about for Maui?
And for Maui, we're estimating end of this month, so end of March, for the completion of the rock scaling. And then after that, the road past Kapalua will be reopened to everyone.
And Councilmember Sinesi had mentioned the issues with HANA. You have that on your top 10 list, right?
Yes. So we broke out the top two rockfall mitigation projects for each island. And for Maui, those projects would be, the first one would be Honoapiʻilani Highway, again on, by the tunnels. And the second one is HANA Highway at Maliko Bay.
And Councilmember, how are you viewing kind of what's happening down there, and knowing that it's on the priority list, but, you know, you're having to deal with this situation right now?
Yes, well, Maliko Bay would be more towards central Maui. So that's out of the East Maui area. So, but again, those rocks—it's very tender there at the Maliko Bay area. So I can see where that's of priority. For HANA, again, it's definitely a wet area, so we see a lot of rainfall, precipitation, and so the east side just gets a lot of water, and so that needs to, you know, on top of our streams that have just been swollen lately, we also have, you know, over 200, 300 culverts that go under the roads. So on top of the bridges, we also have just a lot of water just coming down either on the roads, underneath the roads. So water has definitely been, you know, a factor when looking at our for highway improvements.
We do have a call on the Big Island. Tom from Lapahoehoe. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So we live, I live in between O'okala and Lapahoehoe, and on the Hamakua coast, we have landslides practically every time it rains. And then about 5 years ago, the state hired a vendor to install the metal fencing alongside the hillside in the Lapahoehoe Gulch, which is several hundred feet high. And that fencing, I mean, we would have major landslides and rockfalls on the Lapahoehoe Gulch. We've had boulders the size of buses that have actually fallen onto the roadway, and that's really mitigated the landslide problem. I'd say it's probably reduced the landslides in Lapahoehoe Gulch by 90%. And I'll hang up. Thank you so much.
Well, that's terrific, 90%.
Good to hear.
Can you talk about the situation on the Big Island?
On the Big Island, we actually recently completed boulder stabilization at Makea Stream along Mamalohoa Highway, and we worked on Hawaii Belt Road at about four different residential areas where the slopes. So basically, on that highway, you have the Highway 19, and there are houses above it on a small slope. During Hurricane Lane, those slopes basically came down. So what we did was installed concrete reinforced masonry walls and backfilled. So there is no danger of that anymore there.
So that's been all mitigated?
Yes.
Any other area on the Big Island that's on that list?
So on the for the Big Island, our top projects are Lapahoehoe Gulch and Kawa'ili Gulch. Kawa'ili, I believe. So if you are one of our Facebook followers, you may have seen there was a video showing us bringing down a giant boulder and tree on the Kawa'ili Gulch. And that happened again during Hurricane Lane. So we are keeping an eye on those gulches and seeing what we can do to address any concerns there.
And where are we at with Kauai?
Kauai, so we're on track to reopen Kuhio Highway from Waikoko to Haena, well, basically past Waikoko, at the end of April. So over there, during the April flooding, which saw the 24-hour rainfall total for the United States, we did have about 14 landslide areas, as well as two areas where the road, where the cliffs beneath the highway washed out. So we have to address those areas. For the two washout areas, we're doing soil nail shotcrete and two-ton boulders at the foot of the revetment walls.
Okay, we have another call coming in. Michelle from Kaneohe.
Yeah, hi. Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, first off, I wanted to thank you guys for how quickly you guys put the contraflow in place. I live in Kaneohe, and I travel from Kaneohe to the airport and then home again every day. So the first 2 days, traffic was pretty much a nightmare, and then the contraflow happened, and it was like a holiday. It was so awesome. And you guys were also asking, how do we relax? Well, how do I relax in traffic? Basically, I sit back and listen to NPR.
There you go.
Not kidding. But seriously, you know, just take a deep breath and just realize, hey, we're all in this same sardine can together. And when people let you in traffic, throw the shock up, pay it forward. You know, just be nice to each other out there. It's crowded and no can do nothing, and getting our shorts in a twist over it isn't going to solve the problem.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Michelle. We appreciate that and appreciate the kudos for the crews that really try and keep the traffic going.
I know you guys are doing the best you can. It's, you know, the worst nightmare is when, you know, when we had the rock fall. And then they said, oh, yeah, there was an accident inside the Hirano Tunnel. Oh, yeah, and there was another one on the Leaky Leaky. And you just go, okay, can I get hotel now? Right. Stay over here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You know, Shelley, the big question I think in everybody's mind is, you know, how are we going to pay for all these repairs? Because there's long-term and short-term fixes. The Department of Transportation has tried for a couple of years, I think, to raise user fees. Talk about that.
Yes. So we have tried to raise what we call the user fees, which is your gas tax, the weight portion of your weight tax, and about $45 from your vehicle registration. That's what comes into the state and funds fixes for state roads. And haven't been successful, but there is a need for it because gas tax revenue is decreasing. For the past 3 years, we've seen decreases in revenues, and part of that is because a bill sunsetted, and we ended up losing 1 cent from every gallon. We used to get 17 cents per gallon, and now we get 16. But also, you know, more fuel-efficient cars, which are great for the environment, and we love them. Ed drives one.
Okay.
But they do basically reduce what we get from you at the pump. So we are seeking about what would amount to about $41 more per vehicle per year in user fees. And that would go towards helping with the rockfall projects, as well as possibly putting them towards our shoreline protection, because in Hawaii we have this situation where, if you look at Kuhio Highway, you're stuck between a large cliff, and you have the shoreline right there. So we have to look at protecting the road from both sides.
And Steve, what are you seeing as far as the effect of like climate change and geology? You know, what should we be looking for going forward?
At least a couple different things are happening. Sea level's coming up. I suspect a lot of people are aware of that. And as a result of that, there's more erosion that's occurring of the beaches. And in many cases, as Shelley sort of alluded to, it winds up impacting the highways as well. So there are continuing problems with erosion that are likely to be more substantial as time goes on. Another thing that also we're noticing, and many people seem to be noticing that, is when it rains, very intense rainstorms seem to be coming somewhat more common. And when we get these real gully washers where a lot of rain comes down, we're getting a lot of rain that comes down. But B, one of the points that the councilman from Maui mentioned is the culverts can wind up overflowing. And so there can get to be an awful lot more water that winds up on the highways as well. And that tends to exacerbate the problems.
We've seen lots of scientific studies come out to say, hey, we got to think about, you know, if not retreating from the shoreline, then raising the roads up. Right. And so that's a whole nother issue. And, you know, council member, I don't know what the county's situation is. I know that's a real issue over here in Honolulu. You know, they're talking about, you know, what do we do about Waikiki?
Yes, we've got some low-lying areas in East Maui and throughout Maui County. There has been efforts to move some of the major highways like Honopi, Ilani, and West Maui. They just did that, the new bypass. And so we've also, in the county, we've got a couple of our sewage plants near the shoreline. So the administration is working to move and create maybe smaller satellite sewage systems inland. Yes, that is definitely also on West Maui. There's been a lot of hotels that are right on the coast, and they're seeing a lot of erosion on that end of the island. So definitely an issue for Maui County.
Now, we do have bus transportation vice president, Ralph Falfata, on the line. Ralph, what can you tell us? What's the snapshot? How is the bus dealing with this situation on the Pali, you know, short-term and long-term?
Yes, you know, during the when the Pali is completely closed, we are basically detouring our windward bound routes over the Likilike Highway, and then they go back to close to their normal routing, some at Castle Junction, some right there in Kaneohe at Kamehameha and Likilike Highway. And then, of course, they reverse their route when they're coming back in the opposite direction, heading back towards town. During the contraflow hours, say, for instance, in the morning, the buses that are coming from Kailua and Kaneohe, they operate normally through the Pali. The buses going in the opposite direction continue to use Likilike, and that just flips over in the afternoon. The buses headed windward will operate normally up the contraflow, up over the Pali. And then the buses are heading towards town, then continue to use Likilike. So, it's not really causing too much of a delay, but it depends on the traffic on Likilike Highway and you know, traffic around on the surface streets.
What about the capacity on the buses? Are people taking other buses to get across?
Not necessarily. You know, we have basically five routes that use the Pali Highway all day, and we haven't. I don't know if there's a noticeable difference in the ridership. Obviously, people are, you know, still trying to get to work or school or wherever they have to go. And so we're still providing the service.
So what should we expect on the weekend? Shelley had mentioned that the H3 is going to be closed this weekend for cleaning. How does that affect you?
Well, for this weekend, I believe the closure is from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., so there's not a whole lot of ridership at that time. So we're just going to continue to use Likilike Highway. We're not actually going to change the detour and go through the Pali for those hours. Anytime we change the detour, it, you know, causes some confusion with the passengers, and we want to keep that to a minimum.
Right. So if there's any message then out there to your bus patrons, what would that be?
Well, simply, the bus will operate as normal, through the detour route over Likilike, so no change. And then they should, any stop that they're using now to get to the buses will still be serviced. So no change in that area.
Okay. All right, Ralph. Well, thank you. We really appreciate you carving some time out for the update.
You're welcome.
Okay. And Shelley, let's get back to the whole issue of the ask at the legislature for money and for these hikes and fees. Where are we at? Where are the bills at as far as the whole process?
So for the emergency appropriation we're asking for, that's where it is with WAM right now, Ways and Means. And we are also pursuing emergency relief funds on the federal highway side.
That's right. The governor declared an emergency declaration.
Yes. So the emergency relief funds, we were approved for about $80 million to address Kuhio Highway, and that's been fantastic. We were also approved for the lava event and Hurricane Lane on the Big Island, which has been a big help and a big reason why we were able to get so much of that work done so quickly.
So they basically cut the checks. You've got the money and you've been able to hire contractors?
like most federal grants, it's a reimbursement program. So state has to front the money.
Okay. We've been able to do that.
Yes.
And as far as the other bills that are asking for the fee hikes, how are they faring?
we're hopeful, but I would say we're going to continue to be hopeful. It didn't pass last time, but we did get a consideration from the legislature, which was the rental car surcharge that was earmarked for capacity projects, which is one of the things we've had to cut back on as we've been doing the preservation.
Right. It's just been incredible, really, when you stop and think about all that's happened and the impact to our infrastructure, our roads and homes, whole neighborhoods have really been devastated in some cases. Steve, I don't know. Is there anything that you can share with our listeners about the geology of where we're at and why we're seeing all these things happen?
The various ways the slopes fail, they've been occurring on the Hawaiian Islands for millions of years. Some of the things that you mentioned about climate change, that tends to exacerbate the problems a bit. So we're seeing some weather patterns that are a little bit new, and the weather is in many cases, the straw that breaks the camel's back. The longer-term climate changes are going to alter patterns a bit as well, and we'll see just how that happens. One of the things that tends to be different, though, as far as how the processes might be operating now as opposed to thousands or millions of years ago, is that in many places we're developing in areas where the slopes are steeper, we're putting roads into areas, and that alters the way that the water flows at the ground surface and slightly below the ground surface. So some of the places, many of the places that we develop actually will have impacts on the geologic processes as well. And we can see the manifestations of that in different ways, in different places at different times. The actual effects depend, again, on the weather and the local geology and the details of how our development affects matters.
And driving over the Pali and the Likilike, we've seen when there's heavy rainfall, all those, glorious waterfalls that come, down the Pali. But as far as then the rainfall and then actually doing the fixes, because we always hear of weather-related delays, and so how is it for our engineers when they go in there and try and make the long-term fixes? What are the challenges there?
The challenge is mainly, so for Pali, one of the things they're suggesting is building out the Honolulu-bound tunnel.
Extending it.
Yeah, extending it out so that it can catch those boulders. And concrete doesn't tend to cure when it's really wet. So gonna hope
drier
people
days.
Hope people don't do rain dances, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, when I was hearing about the old Pali Road, it was like, what? You know, when it was coming down, because that area is just so dramatic as you come over from Honolulu going into Kailua. So I just, you know, can't imagine them, you know, out there working during bad weather.
Yeah, and it's really, it was really eye-opening to have gone out to the site almost immediately after the event, and that old Pali Road was still there, just a little crack. And then a couple days later, it's hanging by rebar, maybe the size, maybe the width of my wrist. So that was just really amazing, and kind of brought it all to reality, what our challenges were going to be there.
And I've seen some of the video that's posted, I think, by motorists that were, you know, there when some of this stuff actually happened. Steve, we talked about that earlier before the show. Any thoughts about that, about the stuff that's coming down? Because we have seen where DOT has gone in and minimized the steepness, you know, whether it's that red clay, the dirt, or the rocks. They've managed to take that down to reduce the risk.
Right. There are a lot of things that happen in situations like that. If the material, weak material, is cut out of a slope in one place to help remove the weak material, then you tend to remove some of the support from the surrounding slopes. So the process of remediating in one place can have an effect of shifting the problem. It's a little bit like whack-a-mole. The problem moves somewhere else. It's not as though fixing something one place solves all the problems everywhere in the slope. And another matter dealing with the Pali Highway, and this ties into my last comment about the roads making a difference, a lot of rainwater runs down that old Pali Road. And so the engineers that are working on the site now have to be very attendant to the water coming down the old Pali Road now and dumping right out into that slide scar that exists. So the problems wind up getting to be fairly intricate and need to be dealt with very prudently and thoughtfully in many, many different ways.
So have you been showing some of the video clips to your class as you teach this landslide class?
Yeah, we actually took a lecture on earthquakes out, and it got substituted by the Pali landslide, and the students have been very interested because it's a good example of the current geologic process affecting the way that we live, and I try to emphasize how important it is for geologists and engineers to cooperate. And this is for academic purposes, this is a great example right now. So we're trying to make a little bit of lemonade out of the lemon that nature is dealing us right now.
Real world and happening now.
Yep.
If you're just joining us, our guest in our studio, Shelley Kunishige, spokeswoman for the State Department of Transportation, and University of Hawaii professor Steve Martell with the Department of Geology and Geophysics, and joining us by phone from the Valley Isle, East Maui Council member Shane Sininsi. We do want to hear from you. The numbers to reach us are 808-941-3689 on Oahu or 1-877-941-3689 on the neighbor islands. And Shelley, anything else you can tell just about a timetable for the long-term fix?
We're looking at months, but we are trying to work an extended schedule. So right now the afternoon access hours are between 3 to 7 p.m. for people to go back to the windward side. We're looking to extend that. And we'll have an announcement on that next week once we've kind of narrowed down more the fixes.
So it'll be more like midweek or beginning of the week?
Probably beginning of the week. And so we'll put an announcement out.
So how often do you folks go out there kind of to check on the progress?
Prometheus, so our rock scalers, those guys have been out there daily. And we've been submitting daily reports to federal highways.
Okay, now I have a question because I know you folks were also in the process of repairing the Pali Highway, you know, all the potholes.
Yes.
Has this slide affected that schedule at all?
It's somewhat. So what we're doing right now is the phase one of our Pali Highway improvements, which was repaving from Castle Junction to Waukanaka. And that project also set up the work zone for the city's Dowsett Highlands sewer project, which runs down Nu'uanu. And after the city is done, we are going to go in and repave from Waukanaka down to Vineyard. But the project has kind of afforded a little bit of extra time to work on the barrier systems and the lighting in that stretch between the tunnels. But at the same time, we can only work so many hours a day. The crews are only available for so long. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is 11:44, and we're going to have to take another pause from regular programming for the monthly civil defense siren test. Stay with us. We'll be right back in a moment.
Each week, New Dimensions explores the social, political, scientific, environmental, and spiritual frontiers with some of today's foremost social innovators, thinkers, scientists, and creative artists.
Hi, I'm Mark Gober, author of An End to Upside Down Thinking. Next time on New Dimensions, I'll be talking about dispelling the myth that the brain produces consciousness.
Sunday morning at 11. Support for The Conversation comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk show programming. Mahalo to St. Andrew's Schools, which includes the Priory School for Girls, the Prep for Boys, and Queen Emma Preschool.
If you're just joining us, our guests today are UH geologist Steve Martell, East Maui Council Member Shane Sinensi, and DOT spokeswoman Shelley Kunishige. You know, we've got about 10 minutes left. Let's talk more about the neighbor islands. Shelley, anything that we need to underscore about maybe the magnitude of all the projects that we've got on various islands?
So one of the comments I've seen on social media is that we're addressing the poly emergency so much faster than we did Kuhio Highway. And I think one thing that sometimes people fail to realize is how big the Kuhio Highway event really was. And, you know, we're putting $77 million towards that fix. And the road washed away in two places. And we really feel for the communities. We want to restore their normalcy as soon as possible. And, you know, that's why we're pushing out there. So it's not about, we favor one community over the other.
And I saw the latest, report about the lava on the Big Island, and a lot of those roads are impassable still, and that they're saying that it could be, a decade or more before that lava cools. So it's really just amazing when you think about what's happening with Mother Nature and our Earth. Anything else you want to add in here, Steve?
Yeah, there's some interesting things that have also happened up right around Kilauea Caldera in the National Park where Highway 11 goes through. There have been some old geologic faults that have been reactivated up there, kind of near the Volcano Golf Course. And the faulting, the rejuvenated faulting has helped break up the road. So even though there are a lot of problems associated with the lava flows down near Leilani Estates, there's some other problems associated with all the volcanic and earthquake activity up closer to Kilauea that are causing a different set of problems. So the Department of Transportation is busy with a lot of different factors going on.
Yeah, very challenged this year. We have another call. Midge from the Big Island, do you have a question about Waipio Valley?
Yes. Thank you for a most informative program today. My inquiry is with regards to the recent landslides that have occurred with the extensive rains. We've got three really significant landslides that are on the ocean side, plus some of the erosion that's occurring as you go down the hill on the right-hand side. So there are boulders and trees, et cetera. But it seems pretty precarious. They did close the road yesterday, and I realize it's a pretty monumental effort to get down there. They have done some clearing, but just wondering, is there anyone looking at that situation?
Hi, Midge. So I believe that's a county route, but I can check with our Hawaii district if they've offered any assistance to the county towards management of that.
Yeah, and that's a dilemma because it's one road in, one way in, one way out. A real problem. Another call this morning from Maui. Paul, do you have a question?
Aloha, yeah. I wondered if Shelley was aware of the situation at Wainapanapa State Park Entry Road. It hasn't been done for about 9 months. They used to fill it in all quite regularly, but it hasn't been done for about 9 months, and the potholes are beginning to gobble up the cars. And I'll take my answer off the air. Mahalo.
Okay. Yes, I was not aware of that. I will check into that. And
yeah, hopefully we can find out the some answers for you. Councilmember Sinensi, anything else that you have concerns about as far as Maui and the roads over there?
Yeah, just as policymakers, we're looking at infrastructure, looking to move infrastructure inland from near the shorelines. We're trying to constantly look for funding and always looking to the state to match some of our county funding. Also setting policies for grading and grubbing of areas that receive a lot of water, and just trying to look at some of the engineering to design for water movement from Mauka to Makai. So just looking at those types of infrastructures that will mitigate water that comes from Mauka, and then trying to mitigate it from the uplands down to the shorelands. So we're looking at policies, new policies to address that, and funding for infrastructural projects. But Facebook and social media has been a great tool to inform some of our residents in the East Maui as well as Central. So that has definitely helped with getting the word out to the public. And we just wanted to thank all of our state and local highways crews that's always out there when 24 hours. If there's any landslides to clear and to get people home and to work. So mahalo to all of our workers out there.
And do you know anything about the potholes that Paul, our caller, had asked about?
Yes, the area that he's speaking about, it's very dense, lots of water, and I'm not sure if that's it is a state park, but I'm not sure if the road from Hana Highway down to the state park is either private, and it's densely, it's forested, so it doesn't get a lot of light in that area, and so when the water collects there, it just sits. But that has been a problem for a lot of those, rural road, government roads that have not been addressed in years. So it's something that the county is addressing, and has come up in our infrastructure committee lately.
We do have another call, this time from the north shore of Oahu. Ed, do you have a question or a comment?
Hi. Hi, this is Ed Sherkos. I'm calling from the Haleiwa area. It's a question for Shelley. Shelley, I've been out here since 1969, and I've never seen the potholes on Cam Highway so bad as they are right now, especially from Waimea to Sunset. There's a bumper sticker out now saying, "No, I'm not drunk. I'm just swerving around the potholes." It's a community concern. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are uptight about the damage to their cars. And I was wondering why, with a base yard in Haleiwa and another base yard in Haleiwa, that we don't have a road crew out like there used to be. I remember where they had a dump truck with black bits of bismuthium in the back of it, and the guys would be shoveling into the potholes. Now, I know that's not a permanent fix, but it's going to be a stopgap. Money's a concern, sure, but, I mean, this is a safety issue now. Drive out here and see for you. Crazy.
Go ahead. No, I actually did drive out there. I gave a presentation at Waialua Elementary, and I went around the long way. We do have a resurfacing project in the works, but I believe it's a little bit more north of the area you're talking about. But we did recently receive, we've received comments on the potholes, and we've passed them on to our road crews. So hopefully they'll be able to get out there and fix those potholes. And as again, as you said, it's a temporary fix, but, you know, hopefully.
You're familiar with those holes. You've seen them. Can we talk just very briefly about, you know, the problems, let's say, when you've got the rockfall hazard on private land versus, you know, government land? You want to chime in here, Steve?
Just getting into look at the conditions there can be very it's an extra element of difficulty to overcome. You need to find out who's got the jurisdiction from the land, and in many cases, individuals that should look at this or would be nice for them to look at, they don't know who's got the jurisdiction, and then you've got to get the approval once you find out who does have the jurisdiction on it. And that can slow things down as far as getting in and inspecting the areas to try to recognize the problems, characterize the problems, and then for the engineers that come in to try to fix them.
Right. We did see that big boulder roll down in Nuuanu that killed a one girl in her home. It's, you know, when you look up and you say, okay, well, where did that boulder come from? Who owns the land? We have a call, Jody from Kailua. We're almost out of time. What's your question?
Quickly, I come home late at night, like 10 o'clock, 10:30, and I live in Kailua, and I've noticed there's a huge sign that's notifying everybody to use an alternate route at the Palama exit, which is three exits past the Poly exit, and there's no notification before the Poly exit. This has happened many times coming home late at night if they're doing work on that road. Why can't they put a sign before the Poly exit?
Okay, well, hopefully we can get that answer to you. We will give you a call off the air because we're running out of time. We'd like to thank our guests, Maui County Council Member Shane Sinensi, DOT Spokeswoman Shelley Kunishige, and Geology Professor Steve Martel, and Ralph Belfata from the bus. And we thank you, the listener, for joining us on today's show. And if your call didn't make it on the air, you can still contact the talkback line. That number, 808-792-8217. If you want to listen back to today's show, check out the Conversation podcast at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Catherine Cruz. Join us on Monday for The Conversation.